Acts chapter 25. Festus, therefore, having come into the province, after 3 days went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priest and leading men of the Jews gave their information to him against Paul, and they entreated him, asking for a favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem, they themselves setting an ambush to do away with him on the way. Festus, therefore, answered that Paul was being kept in custody in Caesarea, and that he himself was about to proceed there shortly. Therefore, he said, "Let influential men from among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong in the man, let them accuse him." And having stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and on the next day he sat on the judgment seat and ordered Paul to be brought. And when he arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many serious charges against him, which they were not able to prove. While Paul said in his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar, have I sinned in anything." But Festus, wanting to gain favor with the Jews, answered Paul and said, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and be judged there before me concerning these things?" And Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as you also very well know. If, therefore, I am doing wrong and have committed anything worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if there is nothing to the things which these accuse me of, no one can hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then when Festus had conferred with the council, he answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And while they were staying some additional days there, Festus laid before the king the matters regarding Paul, saying, "There is a certain man who has been left a prisoner by Felix, concerning whom, when I was in Jerusalem, the chief priest and the elders of the Jews gave information and asked for a sentence against him. To them I answered that it is not the custom with Romans to hand over any man before he who is accused meets the accusers face to face and has an opportunity for a defense concerning the charge. So when they had come together here, I made no delay. On the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, I ordered the man to be brought. Concerning him, the accuser stood and brought no charge of the evil things I was suspecting. But they had certain questions against him, concerning their own religion, and concerning a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And being at a loss as to how there should be an inquiry concerning these things, I asked him if he was willing to go to Jerusalem and be judged there concerning these things. But when Paul appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be kept in custody until I should send him up to Caesar." And Agrippa said to Festus, "I myself also would like to hear the man." "Tomorrow," said Festus, "you shall hear him." Therefore, on the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered into the hall of audience together with the commanders and prominent men of the city, and when Festus had given the order, Paul was brought. And Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all you men who are present with us, you behold this man, concerning whom all the multitude of Jews have petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing worthy of death, and since he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to send him. Concerning him, I have nothing definite to write to my lord. Therefore, I have brought him before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that when the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems unreasonable to me, in sending a prisoner, not to also signify the charges against him.